This week, we're in Springfield, Illinois, and of course, any stop here likely includes the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library. It's a place where technology and a few ghosts combine to bring visitors a presidential experience unmatched in the nation. It's brought to you by the place where history comes alive, Springfield, Illinois. Plan your trip at visitspringfieldillinois.com.
It's in the streets, at the Capitol, around the park, inside the museums. History comes alive this summer at your not-so-far-away getaway, Springfield, Illinois. Experience events of historical magnitude June 15th through August 15th. Costume interpreters, period musical performances, and even appearances by Abe Lincoln himself. It's time travel fun for the entire family. Call 800-545-7300 or go to visitspringfieldillinois.com for great getaway packages. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile.
Although Abraham Lincoln was president 150 years ago, his presidential library is perhaps the most technologically advanced of any man to hold the Oval Office.
It's not your grandfather or father's presidential museum. It's a different type of experience. I think it's probably the very best place that you could go to begin your Lincoln experience.
Brian Andreessen is a research historian at the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library and Museum. He says visitors are often fascinated by a presentation called Ghosts of the Library.
In there, an actor interacts with special effects to try to bring to life the story of history. When people leave that program, they understand why things that went on in the past are still important to us today.
It's an experience that is truly unique and special to those who see it. Visitors encounter realistic scenes from Lincoln's life as well. But there are also more traditional museum exhibits of interest, too.
You may find one of the Gettysburg addresses that Lincoln wrote in his own hand. You'll see his top hat. You may come across the earliest known writing of Lincoln when he was a boy, practicing his math in a sum book.
It's a place all about Lincoln. But Andreessen says it's really just the beginning of the experience.
We hope that when people leave the museum, that they'll walk the streets of Springfield and go to the real sites, the old state capitol, the Lincoln home, the Lincoln law office, the Lincoln tomb, and visit the places where the real history took place after they've gotten their orientation at the museum.
Traveling the countryside, and this week brought to you by visitspringfieldillinois.com. In Springfield, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCray.